Let's speak to Simon Marks, who's in Washington, D.C. Simon, to give it the American pronunciation, the best form of defense is offense. And that's what the president is doing, isn't it?
Well, I mean, I think that's what he's trying to do, Adnan. Although, if you are the president of the United States and you continue to express deep frustration over the fact that the country and the media never talks about your accomplishments, quite why you would have got up at Camp David a few hours ago and hit the Twitter button in this fashion, I think is very unclear. Let's take a look at what Donald Trump has said on Twitter to try and counter questions about his mental capacity. He wrote on Twitter at around 7:30 in the morning at Camp David, "Actually, throughout my life, my two greatest assets have been mental stability and being, like, really smart." He goes on to say, "I went from very successful businessman to top TV star," and he concludes, "To President of the United States on my first try, I think that would qualify as not smart, but genius, and a very stable genius at that." Now, if you wanted the country to stop talking about the issue of your mental capacity and whether you lack sufficient capacity, as many of Donald Trump's top aides tell Michael Wolff they believe he lacks to do the job, you probably wouldn't have said that on Twitter, because all those tweets have done is ensure that all weekend long this country will be debating whether Donald Trump is in fact up to the job.
Has there been any political fallout yet on this?
No, I mean, there's a tweet storm taking place, obviously, in social media. But I think it's important, Adnan, to emphasize the environment in which Donald Trump did this. He's not sitting all alone in the West Wing of the White House in the family quarters. He's at the presidential retreat in Camp David, surrounded by leading members of his cabinet and top Republican senators. And they're supposed to be spending the day discussing and charting the future for President Trump's legislative agenda, the achievements that he says the rest of the world doesn't talk sufficiently about. Quite what members of his inner circle, who we know told Michael Wolff what many of them have privately been saying for months, that they don't think that he's particularly bright, they think that he's childlike, they don't think that he is ready to wallow in the subtleties of policy, quite what they all are thinking about the president on this particular day, meeting him just hours after he takes to Twitter and publishes those messages. I mean, it must be quite an interesting morning out at Camp David.
Very briefly, if you could, Simon, apparently the book reveals why the president eats McDonald's.
Yes, at 6:30 at night, apparently, in his pajamas watching television, according to Michael Wolff, he chooses to eat McDonald's because all the food at McDonald's, he argues, is pre-made by people who have no idea who the ultimate consumer of those cheeseburgers will turn out to be. So he likes Big Macs because, according to Michael Wolff, he's pretty confident that nobody making them would know he was going to eat that particular one and therefore wouldn't be able to poison him.
Simon, thank you very much indeed. Simon Marks in Washington, D.C.